I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's hump day. I love hump day. I love when V-Hale comes on.
Oh.
We got our big trivia battle coming
up. I got a text about her.
Oh, yeah?
Just left it. It was about Valentine's. They can't wait for the annual V-Hale anti-Valentine's Day rant.
Oh.
And I went, oh, that sounds...
Maybe
yeah.
We'll save that. We'll save that for a little closer to it. Actually, is Valentine's Day exactly 2 weeks from today?
What?
No, it's 2 weeks from yesterday or something.
Yeah, a little bit less than 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. 2 weeks from today is the 15th.
Yeah.
So anyway, I went, oh, that's pretty good. Okay, yeah. I'll look forward to
she
that.
She does go. She doesn't like it. What are we going on? Like 2.5 years with V-Hale?
I don't know.
Yeah.
2021 she was hired? Oh, no. It would have to be 2020, like October mm-hmm. of 2020.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Man, I'm all screwed up from the... Just the pandemic is just... And it goes on, you know? I was getting in the elevator this morning, and everybody over at KCBS still wearing masks. That's what I said to Kim Wonderly, the nice traffic lady over there we've known for years. Yeah. I was like, is that like the rule? She goes, no, we just all do it. She goes, it's voluntary. She goes, when I'm in my booth, I obviously am not wearing it, but we just...
I still wear mine a lot.
I don't.
A lot. I go into stores wearing it.
I have one, but I don't do it.
Just about anywhere. Here, I feel like it's just us. Mm-hmm. And I have one in my bag if, you know,
I have one too,
find
right.
myself getting in an elevator with someone. But, that you know, that's a personal comfort thing. I really have had way too many colds in the last, I don't know, 9-10 years. So I'm over it. I'm not looking for that.
Right.
I'll tell you that right now.
Sometimes you go to that kitchen and then you see a KCBS person and they're all wearing masks and I feel bad, so...
I feel bad too. Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't have a mask, so I'll throw my shirt over my nose and like, hey, how's it going? You know.
You just like to show off your abs.
Yeah,
punk.
That's true.
Okay. Yeah, you that's caught hot. Me. Got me.
Hey, speaking of, this was funny yesterday.
What?
I'm flipping through Instagram. Oh, actually, I got a couple things for you.
Okay. I'm
so,
ready.
We were talking about, I think it's called The Day After, that movie that that Jane out of nowhere goes, oh, I was in that.
Yeah.
In fact, my whole family was in that.
Her and her mom.
And her dad.
Oh, her dad's in it too?
Her dad's in it too.
Oh.
So she sent me the screenshots of it.
Mm.
Did you see that?
You know what? She didn't send them to me.
Oh, well, I'll post them.
Or if she did, go ahead and post
because
them.
Because she tagged me and, you know, it was like one of those things where it says, you know, hit this and you can post that. So I'll post it. You can't really see her.
Yeah, you know, here's what I... Edwin Koo...
Oh, it went away.
No, listen. Oh, did she get rid of it? Oh. Look, I got these from evil genius Edwin. And is this what she's talking about?
Yeah, something like that.
So top of her head and then... Another one, Jane's like mom. Maybe with her mom.
No, see, that's
I don't know
not
about
Jane's
the dad.
Mom.
Okay.
The You know what? Oh, Jane... Send back, please. I just asked her to send it back. I'll post it
but
as soon as
she does. But the dad's in there, too.
The dad's in there,
too. Oh, I did not realize that.
She did a post that showed all the peoples.
Oh.
And I thought, okay, I'm going to retweet that. I know it's not.
That's right. Sure. Just forward it.
Yeah.
I'm going to repost that.
Whatever.
I'm gonna repost it.
Whatever. I'm going to do it. But I thought I would talk about it first. And now here I am about to post it, and it's disappeared. Okay, there's
How
that.
How did it disappear?
Because it was one of her stories that she posted, and then it's like a repost. But I thought, I better talk about it first before I post it, and then it's
gone. Janie gets up pretty early, but I don't think she's up this early. Jane, when you get out of your coffin.
Jane.
Calling Jane. Calling all Jane. Jane.
It's a radio emergency.
Yeah. You know what? I'll text her and just say, please check in as soon as you wake up.
Okay, then the other thing. I'm flipping through Instagram, and I see this beautiful headshot of our guy right here.
Alex?
Yeah.
What? A beautiful headshot
of him? He's a
like
handsome.
Like Hooman style?
No. Not all filtered to the point where...
Oh, not like a glamour shot?
No, it didn't take
the sepia tones?
No. It wasn't the one where... Look, somehow I've erased 25 years off my face with filters. Anyway, it was a nice shot of him. It was a good headshot. And it says something like one of those catchphrases, like, I did a thing, or... What did you write?
Yeah, I think it was like, I did a thing, or I wanted to do something, so I did it. That was my...
And I'm looking at his face going, yeah, I don't get it at all. And then the next picture is him saying, did someone write you and go, what the hell are you talking about?
Yeah,
because I said that. I didn't write it. I said it out loud. The hell is he talking about? And the next shot is him saying, in case you don't know or something, it's, I got another piercing. So you pierced the other side of your
nose.
The
other side of the nose, yeah.
Oh.
Oh,
yeah.
I see.
So, kind of.
You're I can't even see it.
It's just.
Is it just a stud?
Yeah, it's a stud, and it's kind of smaller. Yeah, I don't want massive things. I just like the little, stud.
You don't want that now.
Eyebrows next, right?
I don't know what I'm gonna do. I think I want to keep it limited, but yeah, I do like it. So yeah,
it escalates, buddy.
Yeah, that's the problem.
That's how tattoos are.
So I think, I got the one tattoo. I want to get another tattoo.
Yeah, that's how it goes.
And then I do want to get the ear pierced though again. I used to have it pierced. I want to get the ear pierced again and get like a little, SF like Niners kind of like logo.
Oh, okay, in your ear.
All right.
Oh, I didn't. 49ers. Wow. Ba 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 ba.
Oh.
Can't believe that turned out to be not a thing.
I think it is a thing though.
Didn't Brent find that? Yeah.
No, he didn't find it. He made it, and it's just embarrassing that I made it up.
Well, I'm looking through your Instagram, and boy, you big yellow cars.
What?
Yellow
sports cars. Big yellow cars, huh?
Oh, look, it's your wedding day.
Who are you looking at?
I'm looking at Alex's Niners. It's Niner925. Niner spelled out, right?
Yeah, NINER925.
925. Niner925.
Niners.
Yeah, check out Alex. Kind of adorable. Found some stuff out about him yesterday on the Secret Show.
What was that?
What did we find out again?
Well, he can't give us a number. Yeah, that's one stuff, thing we found out.
Oh, right.
Yeah. When you spend half your life getting ready to get sober.
Yeah, I don't remember a lot of it. Yeah.
That's
and he
bad.
Did live by your words back then, which was a... Carcass is carcass.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
The one that you
Yeah, those aren't my words.
Coined, Sarah.
Thank you. Thanks for
I'm not picky.
Thanks for giving
at all.
Me credit. Man, there's going to be a whole book of the quotes that Sarah didn't come up with.
That's where you and I part ways.
Like, if you're working, you're wealthy.
And it's not that I wasn't picky, it's that I didn't want to deal with anybody but my booze.
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, no, I had that problem as well. It was just, I mean, I think that's why I couldn't be picky, is because. I had to take that was I had a problem. I had a drinking problem. There was not a lot of girls that wanted to hang out with me. So
right.
They're like, oh, okay, you like me? Well, yeah, all right, cool. That's not normal.
Jane has written.
Oh, she is. Good morning, Jane.
Check in as soon as you wake up. She said, hi, what's up? Question marks. And then she put a little angel, like she's, what did I do? I'm an angel.
She doesn't understand what I'm asking.
I'm not going to be able to text you while we're on the air, so I will just say it, and then you can text me the answer or send it to Vinny. The screenshot that you put up that showed everybody in your family who was in the picture, the still from the day after.
She's a movie star, and we didn't know.
Right, we didn't even know.
So
she probably still
know.
Gets giant royalty checks quarterly from that. Mm-hmm. So, Jane, if you could send that to Vinny, the picture, he'd like to repost it. Was that up on the Alice 973 Instagram page?
I think it was a personal.
Yeah, I think
you know what? Send it to Bryn and let's put that up on the Alice one.
Oh,
or she
go.
Could just post it. I mean, she has access to
well,
that.
Well, if she put it as a story, maybe she didn't want to stay there. So,
well, we all want to see 12-year-old Jane.
Oh, yeah.
Was
it a decent shot?
I looked at it. I might have even been at a stoplight. So I didn't have a chance to really focus hard on it, and I just went, I'll look at that later, and I'll post that after we've had a chance to sort of say,
and then a whole day
reset
went by,
it, and then sure, here I am doing that, and it's foiled again.
Yeah. Why did that movie come up in the first place?
We're talking about the 80s and the nuclear threat
right.
that was always
looming. That was
looming.
The show that you watched that ruined your life.
There's always been something to fret over, and in the 80s it was war with they weren't even Russia then, it was the Soviet Union.
Right.
The USSR.
Back in the USSR.
So it was that,
yeah.
The threat of World War III, the nuclear, you know, threat was real.
Yeah.
And then of course HIV/AIDS was another doozy.
That was a big one.
Yeah. I don't know how you just shine that on.
I mean, I was aware, just busy.
I know you were. Mm. Good on you.
Yeah, I guess. Ish. Well, that stopped the flow. So what did everyone do yesterday?
All right, listen. So you didn't do anything? What did you do?
I do stuff, but I can't talk about everything. I mean, no one wants to hear about my tile.
No.
Right.
No, you don't. Okay. So there's this video that I posted on my Facebook. If you follow me, or if we're friends, I don't know, but there's a guy that dates back to the 70s. His name is Jerry Lopez. He was like one of the first world famous pro, like, surfers.
Okay. Jerry Lopez?
Jerry Lopez from Hawaii. And a friend of mine had said, hey, you should watch this video. And it's made by the company Patagonia, and he's, I guess, sponsored by them, and now he's in his 70s now.
He still surfs.
He still
snowboards. Patagonia is like, you're our guy.
Yeah, he lives in Bend, and he's just he's That's widely known. But the story, it's his story. It's a 2-hour video about his life, and a lot of the footage is from those old days in Hawaii, the early days of surfing. And he went on to stardom. Like, he was in movies. They show the movie. One of the movies he's in is with Arnold Schwarzenegger's. Was it his first movie, Conan?
I don't know.
Conan the Barbarian. There's Jerry
that
Lopez
sounds
in it.
Right. Yeah.
Like, he made friends with some famous director who also surfed, and so the director loved him because if you surf, you love Jerry Lopez. And Jerry Lopez found himself getting into movies because this
did
guy
did he do
loved
a bunch
him.
Of them, or
he did that movie,
small parts and not like the starring role. Jerry
no,
Lopez
no, no,
is
but
the...
you know, still
good looking guy,
pretty good looking. Yeah. It's anyway. It's just this video. If I don't know that you'd find it interesting, I loved it. There's a little spirituality in there. He's a guy who's practiced yoga for his whole life, so there's a little bit of an element that you might just be like, oh God, that. But I loved it. So I spent some time watching that yesterday. That was another one of the things I did on my list.
Jerry spelled with a G, by the way.
It is. I posted it on my page.
It's called
The Yin and Yang of Jerry Lopez.
He's cute. You know what he looked? He kind of weirdly looks like 70s Johnny Mosley. Like, he's got that 70s look. He's got the, you know, kind of sunny bone hair with the mustache. Going.
No, he's of
he's
that
ripped.
Time. There's no doubt. There's no.
Yeah, he's fully.
And now, and when you see him today, he's in great shape. He's got zero body fat still because he still exercises daily, but he's, you know, he's 70.
Yeah, I'm looking at pictures of him from the 70s.
They show all that stuff, though, of him coming through those days. And actually, there's this one injury.
Well, so surfers will love this.
Yeah. I think there's more to the story, and so you might find it interesting beyond just being a surfer, but maybe not. That's one of the things I did, as you ask.
Mm.
I finished that video. I seem to have to do everything in pieces, you know, because my house is very busy.
Yeah, you got it going on over there. We were talking about that at dinner last night.
Really?
Yeah, well, just how hard it is, you know, to, like, it's, we have our own little situation right now because I'm not eating any carbs, and so last night he fried this fish when it was very, you know, tasty, no coating on it, and then he got to have rice, and the rice looked beautiful. Like, he made this big beautiful, like, curry turmeric some kind of concoction in the rice maker, and it was like yellow golden and beautiful. I was just like, oh my god,
really
that
good.
Looks amazing. So I'm eating my fish. Can't even remember what the side dish. Oh, we had like a salad
Oh, that's
that
good.
Had Brussels sprouts in it, which was for Brussels sprouts day. I go, do the one that the chopped kale with the Brussels sprouts. Cause it was,
you put in your order early.
I knew that we had two bags of salad and one of them had Brussels sprouts. I figured we got to do that on Brussels sprouts day. So anyways, we were talking about how it's a pain in the ass when someone in your family, you know, isn't going to eat the bread on the sandwich. And we got to talking about the challenges that you guys have over at your house with the food, and that, you know, this
well,
is
the
probably
food thing
a lifelong
is a, yeah,
thing.
That's never going to change. Right now, the real, that's not even, we've become that family. We have a person with dietary restrictions. The end. Like,
right.
There's no, what about, it just is what it is. We have a night owl in the house. She's four, and she's a night owl, and it sucks. And I don't know how she's become that, but that kid doesn't want to sleep. She came into the room. I was sound asleep. Came into the room and like climbed on the bed and got over the top of me. And I thought it was the dog, so I pushed her back. Like, get off me! I didn't push her down. I just was
she didn't
pushing.
Fall off
no,
the bed.
No. I wasn't violent with her, but I thought it was the dog, so I was like, anyway. And then she says, "Dad," and through my earplugs, I'm like, "Oh, go back to bed."
What Come time on. Was it?
I don't know, 10?
Oh.
Like, but you know, you finally fell asleep.
You know, the rub is that the night owl sleeps late.
Yeah.
And you don't want to wake up a cranky kid, but that is the way to make them go to bed at a decent time, is to wake them up at 6.
Right now, because I know what you're saying.
It could, we, but right you don't
now,
want to.
No,
it's like,
no, it's
a
not
little
that.
Bit of peace.
Right now, the school she goes to, they take over an hour nap a day.
Oh.
And the naps... killing us, but it's the deal. It's just we're stuck.
The teachers
in that.
Need a break too. Everybody, whether you sleep or not, you lay down. So she must nap. She must fall asleep.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Oh yeah. She's exhausted. She's been up all night. Are you kidding?
It's probably the only sleep she's getting.
And then I don't know. In the middle of the night tonight, this was just last night. Like I just left there. I hear this feet. Then the dog starts barking because the dog. Then the missus jumps up. She's
boy.
Like, oh my God, the chaos in this house.
Meanwhile, Isla blissfully sleeps through all of
yes.
it, I assume.
Yep.
That's nice.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
good.
Yeah.
Well, she's a, what is she, a second grader, third grader?
Third.
Yeah. So she's bigger concerns.
Third grade.
Than her little
How's
sister.
That?
It's crazy. You know, I sort of came into myself, and I always think about that when I must have been 8 or 9, and I became a third grader. And I saw like the childish things that my brother and sister who were younger than me were doing. And I actually thought to myself, you can't do that. That looks fun. But you're in the third grade now. I mean, can't be a kid like that anymore. Which is so sad. Like, I want to go back and tell third grade me, go ahead, play. You can still play. You're not cool. And you probably never will be.
Hey, 415 says, Aho, you should get a Prince Albert piercing. Mayara would love it. You know what that is?
Yeah,
I like.
He's got one already.
I like. No, I don't. But
you sure?
Yeah, I don't. But I like the suggestion. Yeah, I might have to check that out.
The roommate I had got one, and I remember I was walking. I lived in this house. It was one of those townhomes.
Yeah,
and it was upright.
Yeah,
so there
stairs
were five floors
and, right.
on the thing, kind of half floors. And I remember I walked in, coming home from something. And he had just come out of his room. So he was walking up the stairs. And I'm like, pick it up, Holmes. Come on. And he's like, I can't. I just got a piercing today. And I was like, what's that got to do with this slow-ass walk up the stairs?
What is it on the back of your knee?
Well, I got it on my... I got a Prince Albert. And I didn't know what that was. Yeah, he got that. And then later, it turns out, the real problem with that is... your whiz goes everywhere.
Yeah. It's a split stream situation.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to.
And out the bottom.
Oh, what fun.
Because I believe that piercing goes in the urethra and down the bottom.
Right.
So there's...
there's a hole.
There's leaking
there.
Everywhere.
Yeah, sure. It sounds like one guy would get that and recommend that no one else ever do. But... people like them. Yeah, it does seem like at home, I guess you would sit. But you know, when you see like a stream that has clearly hit either side of the urinal, that's what's
Why
going
do they
on
call,
there.
I'm going to check something. Prince Albert piercing.
Do they
Why
call
do they
that?
Call that?
Maybe he had it like a forked wiener.
Oh.
I don't know.
Oh, here we go.
Do you think that... Maybe this is a Secret Show question.
Oh, there's a picture of it for you, Sarah. I'm gonna,
I've seen it. It's fine.
Here you go.
I've seen it. By the way, did he get it to make the thing look bigger? And that was actually my question. Like, do you think that anybody has ever gotten a piercing like that and then, like, put lead weights on it? Like, let's see if we can get gravity to help me out over here.
I don't know. The guy who I'm talking about had a big one.
So he didn't need any help.
And he was obsessed with it, too. I told you this. He's the guy who put
What? A guy obsessed with his penis?
More, even more than the usual, like, this thing's fun. He was someone who took out... He had ads. This is the guy I came home one night from a late night shift, and he was spanking some lady. And she was screaming, and I thought, oh, God. But they were... Friends.
It was consensual.
Yeah, they liked it.
I gotta go get help.
They were enjoying themselves.
I know. Do I need to bust in there and stop this guy?
He's had a lot going on. Mm. He was for sure bisexual. He had a friend that stayed over, and that's the first place I heard of the term bear.
Oh.
And he had a bear tattooed on his leg.
Oh, wow.
Like, I guess
that's heads up.
Big and gay and hairy wasn't enough. He needed to put a bear on him
to make sure.
Yes, I'm a bear. Mm. Anyway, those two were always, you want to go to bed? Yeah, let's go to bed. And then everyone would go, oh, God, turn up the music.
Crank that up.
Oh, no.
Where's my noise blocking headphones?
Wow, look at the time.
Oh, mm-hmm. My
goodness. And here we are.
I know. How do we even get here?
I don't know.
I worry about this break sometimes. I'm like, boy, I hope something happened to somebody yesterday because, I don't know.
Not to worry.
This is just where we catch up. And now we'll get down to business. KLLC, KLLC HD1 San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. I even have an Ed Sheeran story coming up in the 8 o'clock trash.
Oh.
You'll have to wait for that. It's Alice at 97.3.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!